past midday. Mr. Alkane was paralytic. His wife was divorcing him. His kids had disowned him. He'd lost his job and he was broke. Should I stop drinking and sort my life out? Mr. Alkane thought to himself. Nah, sod it, he said. And do you know what Mr. Alkane did then? He went and sat at a shop doorway and asked passers-by if they could spare 10 pence for a cup of tea. Half an hour later, he had a fiver. The public really aren't gullible, thought Mr. Alkane as he made his way back to the pub. But then Mr. Alkane had a great idea. Instead of paying for expensive beer in the pub, he could buy cheap, strong white cider from the Orphalizers and drink it over the park. 8 hours later, Mr. Alkane woke up under a hedge in a pile of vomit with a stinking headache. His trousers were soaking wet. It must have been raining, thought Mr. Alkane. But it hadn't, because do you know what he'd done? He'd wet himself. Jesus, I really hit rock bottom now, thought Mr. Alkane as he lay there in a stupor. And then a stray dog came along and do you know what the stray dog did? It cocked its leg and peed all over Mr. Alkane. Poor Mr. Alkane, the selfish